Super Hits 93.5 FM, Money Number One with your crazy boy Zach. What's up, Shillong? Hidden Scars 2018. I still have here Clinton Massar, a social worker and freelance photographer. So, Clinton, how many exhibitions have you done so far as a photographer or as a social worker, you know, that helps and contributes to the society?
Quite a number of them, but it's also every time it's always a start for me whenever I do anything. So locally, it was with Northeast Network, in collaboration with Northeast Network, where this is an exhibition about women's, the street vendors. And I've done this exhibition with them. It was in March this year. And then in Mumbai, there was this exhibition that was there, again, with the survivors of human trafficking, the girls over there. And also internationally, it's the my pictures has been displayed where I actually did this project, which is about the matrilineal system. And it's about gender equality and all. So it's being also displayed in Netherlands and Germany. So even in Assam also, there was once, yeah. So a lot of basic amateur photography, but which I do. But mostly now I'm just stressing on the social change photography, where it's addressing issues through photography.
Okay, from your end, as one of the social worker and as a photographer as well, do you think this will be a call out for all those professionals from different art forms to come together for a social cause?
So every artist has different interests with the different lines, and I respect them. I really have huge respect for them because they're doing a tremendous job also. And it just counts your passion about where exactly where you see things that is not going through well. And for me, being in the social work field, being in the field, going out there, seeing things that is not supposed to happen, it's a personal touch for me. But even though I cannot maybe make a very big impact or anything, but at least touching lives will just be much more helpful for these girls or anyone out there. Especially expressing the issues through photography will just help them, and the power of telling stories through photographies will just make people aware that we need to be sensitive with these kind of issues, we need to be sensitive with these kind of people and how they're actually dealing with the kind of problems. So yes, there can be different kinds of art forms where anyone can just express it. And for me, being the expert field of photography, yes, I would really love to collaborate with other artists and all and talk about the kind of issues that were happening now. And it's just so much that is going on out there, but reality is not out there. So these kind of art forms will really, really help express the issue.
So your final message to all the listeners with regards to the event that's going to happen on the 11th of August?
My request to everyone is that you should come and witness this exhibition. It's just going to be an exhibition where you will get to interact with these girls, and they will be very, very much inspired and very, very much motivated by you coming there, and you motivating them will just help them make their life so much better. And it's just a one step ahead, and then this is going to be something which is sustainable for the girls, and then taking into performance wise where we bring in the rights of a child, the right to development, which the home is actually doing. And as for me, I'm also looking into that and how we're actually trying to bring in creative activities. So creative minds, creative thinking, creative activities will just bring in a lot of change.
Yes, I totally agree with you on that. And guys, I wish you all the best with regards to this event. It's going to happen on the 11th Hidden Scars 2018.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you for having us.
Well, guys, with that, I'm going to wrap up this second hour of Morning Number One. What's up, Shillong? I'll see you on the other side. And you're tuning in to the most rocking station, 93.5 Red FM. It's rocking.